BMW presents Hypnopolis. Episode 3, Night Ride.
The car that would take me to meet the most powerful man in the world arrived at 7:35 sharp. The chauffeur was courteous and invisible.
Good evening, Miss Reiser. Please make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Imperius Corporation's London office was an office in name only. To me, it looked more like a temple or a tomb. Before I'd been put away for murder, Milton Godley had just been another tech giant. Somewhere between then and now, he'd become the prophet of the new age. He'd also netted a personal fortune of $16.5 trillion. I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same. Good evening, I'm here to
see... You're expected.
Good evening, Miss Reiser. Please come with me. Mr. Godley will be present shortly.
Is it okay if I take notes?
Mr. Godley would prefer it if your discussion remains confidential. Any notes you do make will not be permitted to leave the building.
Fair enough.
Please go on through. He shan't be long.
Okay, so now what? Prayer?
Prayer will not be necessary, Miss Reiser. But pray, take a seat.
Thanks.
It's funny. I'd been half expecting to hear from you. It seemed like only a matter of time.
Where are you right now? If you don't mind me asking.
Not at all. I'm in Arcadia, my new city in the Indian Ocean. Do you know of it?
I'm still playing catch-up.
Ah, yes, the subject of our discussion. The morality of the sleep penalty.
Yeah, about that. Actually, I have a confession to make.
Oh, just the one, Miss Reiser?
Just the one, Mr. Godley. I'm not really writing an article. I'm looking for Oberon.
Ah, I see. I do not enjoy being lied to.
Aren't you looking for them too?
Miss Reiser, I admit it. I invited you here because I was curious to meet the woman who murdered one of this company's founding fathers. The fact that you denied your guilt to the last has always irked me.
I didn't kill Paul, Mr. Godley. Oberon did. And I want to know who they are and where to find them.
This company has been looking for Oberon for 30 years. If truth be told, until your incarceration took you out of the picture, I did have my suspicions that you might be Oberon.
Me?
Why not? You were engaged to one of the system's chief architects. You were perfectly placed to sabotage the future we were building. But what can you possibly do to find them that we haven't already tried?
I'm not sure yet, but it was Oberon who framed me for Paul's murder. And now that I'm out, I think my liberty makes them very uncomfortable.
Put like that, Miss Reiser, you interest me a little. The consensus between intelligence agencies is that Oberon did indeed found the Rapidi movement, as I'm sure you've heard, and they are dedicated to destroying the system. We are merely days away from launching a worldwide upgrade, and my great fear is that they will attempt an attack at the critical moment.
Then maybe we can work together.
I don't make a habit of consorting with murderers, Miss Reiser, reformed or otherwise. The truth be told, this is as close as I wish to be to you. However, Whatever your actual motives, I have always acknowledged your single-minded determination. You seem more than eager to offer yourself as a worm on my hook, and who am I to deny you that privilege? If Oberon is as keen to find you as you are to find them, then you're someone quite worthy of my attention.
My meeting with Godly had left a nasty taste in my mouth. I hadn't appreciated his line about being a worm on a hook. But it turned out he was right. Home, make me some coffee, will you? Home?
Don't move, darling. I'll blow your brains out.
What do you want?
You weren't supposed to be back for a good 10 minutes. Very irritating. Over here. Move.
What do you want?
Those case files of yours. Your charm on the force. McNulty? Gave you enough time to stash the juicy bits, didn't she? Where are they?
The police took everything.
Wrong answer. I think you're sneakier than that, Riser. I thought you were smart.
I'm telling you, there's nothing here.
Oh, then that is a pity. You ever seen one of these? Nah, how could ya? You've been in the freezer section for 3 decades. And let me tell you what it is. This is a Kalmykov repeat action rail pistol. And at this range, it'll send a bolt through your face and the wall behind you so fast, it won't leave a dent in either. Now close your eyes and think of Christmas.
Before you kill me, just tell me one thing.
And what's that, love?
Who was Oberon?
Ah, now that would be telling. Bye for now, Hope Riser.
Hey, wait! Wait! Stop!
Get in!
Who are you?
Get in now! You okay?
So far. Who the hell are you?
Don't worry. I'm a friend. What the hell was that?
Some kind of railgun, I think.
Whoever this guy is, he does not like you.
I think he's been following me. I almost caught him the other night.
No, I don't think you did.
Why not?
Because that was me.
What? You? And who are you exactly?
I'm your guardian angel.
Yeah? Well, you are doing a really lousy job.
Whoa!
Don't just take it. Ram him back.
He's got a gun, Riser. See?
Look out!
You okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Then why aren't we moving?
I'm working on it.
What is that?
It's my remote control. Yes, we are back online.
Good morning, Karen. Where can I take you today?
Who the hell is Karen?
I don't know. Whoever owns this car, probably.
You mean this thing is hot?
Do I look rich enough to be driving one of these?
Oh, great. No offense, but better let me drive.
Why you?
Because you're 12.
All right, fine. Take the wheel. Well, are we going places or what? Have you ever driven one of these before?
Not really.
Why didn't you say so?
Hi, Karen. It seems you're having trouble in manual mode. Are you sure you wouldn't like me to drive?
Can you shut her up?
Look, the controls are intuitive. It's like stroking a cat. Seriously, it's way easier than you're making it.
all systems optimal.
Wait, wait. I think I get it now.
Whoa!
Yep, I get it now.
Please slow down, Karen. You're nearing the local maximum speed limit.
Will she shut us down if I go over?
Don't worry, I've hacked the unit.
Then hold on tight.
Danger, Karen. You are going too fast.
Yeah, yeah. Any sign of our guy?
There he is, up ahead.
I see him.
What exactly are you planning on doing if we manage to catch up with him?
I want to know who sent him.
And you think he'll tell you?
Maybe not. But if he wanted me dead, I think he would have done it already.
Uh-oh.
All over.
Oh, God!
All over. All over.
Karen, you have an incoming call from a police emergency line. Would you like to take the call?
No, thanks.
Hope Riser, you are in violation of your parole. Pull over this vehicle and come quietly.
What are we gonna do?
Try and take Mr. Railgun with us.
Hi, Karen. You have a call from Detective Inspector Maude McNulty of the Metropolitan Police Homicide Command. Would you like to take the call?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Hi, Maude.
Hope, what the hell are you playing at? Here I am on a rare night off trying to make this Thai red bloody curry, and you've got half the Met police on your tail. Have you lost your tiny mind?
I'm sorry about this. I didn't take your advice, and now someone's trying to cut my nails off.
Then for God's sake, turn yourself in, and we can sort this out.
I'm sorry. No can do. But I'll tell you one thing, McNulty, and maybe now you'll believe me. I did not kill Paul.
She a friend of yours?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
By the way, I think we've lost our guy.
Damn it!
But at least we got all these new people for company.
Great. We need to find a multi-story car park or something.
A what?
You know, a parking lot.
A what?
Oh, for crying out loud. Where do people put cars when they're done with them these days?
We kind of stack them in. Hey, why are we even having this conversation right
Never
now?
Never mind. Where do you think that ramp goes?
I don't. No! Oh my God! This is not meant for cars.
Who cares?
How high are you planning on taking us exactly?
All the way to the top.
We have you surrounded, Riser. Turn up the engine and get out of the vehicle slowly.
So, what's the plan?
Plan?
I mean, that's why we're here, right? You do have a plan.
Maybe.
Maybe? We're gonna need more than a maybe to get us out of this.
Well, I was thinking, this place backs onto the Thames, right?
I don't know. Maybe. So?
So we jump it. We jump the river.
Oh, no. You cannot be for real. You cannot be serious.
Trust me, we can do this. You, me, and Karen.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm gonna puke.
Just hold on.
Oh God, oh no! Riser, no!
Warning.
Pretty good suspension on these things.
Right.
Karen, it is recommended that you send your vehicle for an emergency service as soon as possible.
I'll book an appointment. See? That was the plan.
Jeez, you are one crazy lady.
Yeah, that's what the judge said at my trial.
Come on, we gotta get away from this thing.
Right. Now what? Hanging out on a construction site all night will get us nowhere.
Don't worry. I know some people who can help us.
Who?
Trust me. Now come on. We haven't much time.
No way. Sorry. I'm not going anywhere with you until I know who you are.
My name is Leon. I was sent to look out for you.
Who by?
Riser, come on.
No. Who are you working for?
I'm with the rapid eye movement.
Ow!
Who sent you? I want a name.
Look, I'm on your side, okay?
Don't give me that. Who sent you?
I don't know any names. My job was to keep an eye on you.
Why?
We needed to know whose side you were on.
I'm on my side.
Yeah, I noticed that. We would have contacted you sooner, but some of us were worried that you might be a plant.
Me?
Don't worry. I'd say after tonight, you're above suspicion. Please, now let's get out of here.
What about the guy in my apartment?
I don't know. You pissed off any governments recently?
Governments?
That was some serious hardware, Riser. No way he was a civilian.
And you'd know, right?
Listen, I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a freedom fighter. I'm just good with code and I don't have a record. And there wasn't time to find anyone else that was more qualified. That's why they sent me. And I just wanted to help.
You? Against assassins?
To be honest, they didn't tell me that might happen.
Some people, your friends. So what are you? Some kind of political idealist or something?
The system's not all it's cracked up to be, Riser. Sometimes some of us notice.
Oh?
Think about it. Imperius has been running it for 30 years. If the system was as free as they say, it wouldn't have let them. That's where the rapid eye comes in. They're the only ones who know that there's even something there to fight.
I want to meet the person who runs it.
Good. Because they want to meet you too. Get in.